Wir waren da, nun Gimel und Alef. We just have a few Tosfos in, you say this like a Tosfos in to learn on the previous sugya, just to refresh our memory. We had a Baraisa that said that Maisa Sheini bottle berube, the Maisa Sheini is bottle beroif. And the problem was, and we have a Baraisa that says two cases that Maisa Sheini is bottle beroif. The first case is, and that's the sugya we're into, is you have Maisa Sheini that's not worth a Shava Pruta. So Memele, if it's not worth a Shava Pruta, there's no Din Pidyon. So therefore, there's no Din Pidyon, it's not a Dovo Sheyesh Le Matirim. So Memele, so it's Botel Bereif. So the Gemara is Takashi, Echeski has said that Maisa Sheini, Shein Bei Shava Pruta, Chayich to be Poided, and Mois HaRishainis. That was the Gemara's Kashi. So the Gemara answered on this Kashi, there's no Mois HaRishainis. He wasn't Poided as yet any Maisa Sheini. And now we have Maisa Sheini that fell into Roif Chulin, And it's not called a Dover Shesh Lematirim because you can't be paid it. So it's Batel Bereif. So the Gemara said, why isn't it a Dover Shesh Lematirim? Let's take other Maisa Sheini, that's also worth a Pochas Meshava Pruta, or Mitztarif it together. Now we have a Pruta of Maisa Sheini. And now let's be mechalul it on a pruta. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot combine Maisa Sheini derabono. This Maisa Sheini that fell into Reiv is only also mi derabono because mi derais is bottle bereiv. So you have a poches mishava pruta of Maisa Sheini derabono. A poches mishava pruta of Maisa Sheini derais, they don't become mitzure. So memele, you can't do this. So the Gemara is Takasha, so maybe let's bring Maisa Sheini of Demai, and so then we'll have Maisa Sheini of Demai, and we'll be Mitzarefet. Now here we have two Maisa Sheinis, the Rabbonon, and this will be able to be Mechalol on Apute. The Gemara says, no, we make a Gzeire, maybe you'll bring Vadai. So we can't do this. Then the Gemara is Takasha, let him bring two Prutas, and we'll take one Maisa Sheini the Eraisa that's worth a Pruta. Let's say the Maisa Sheini, we should B'neisish the Prutas, B'nechalole Maisa, B'Pruta Machsa, Nechalole Alhaich Yisayr. Let's bring a Pruta and a half of Maisa Sheini, and then we'll have another half a Pruta of this, and we'll be Mechalot. So the Gemara says, no, we can't do this either, because the Pruta Machse, the Pruta will only be Nischalo on the Pruta. The Machse won't be Nischalo at all. So then on the second Pruta, we have only a Chatzi Pruta. And the Chatzi Pruta can't be Nischalo. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, so bring maybe a Sela. The Gemara says, maybe you might bring two Prutas. That was the Sugya. So let's just see, three Taisus in. Avalei Dobor Sheyeshlei Matirim. The Gemara said, this is, we learned from the next Taisus. Duma Osi Lasuye Vadai. We learned them? I learned the last Taisus also, Duma Osi. The last Taisus Zicha didn't learn. Okay. Our last Taisus didn't learn. Okay. Duma Osi Lasuye Prutas. This is Amerika Taisus. The Gemara said that, let's be Mechalo. And the must be Mechala on the seller, maybe Mechala on Prutas, And the Bimchala Plutus again, so we have 1.5 Plutus, the Raisa half a Plutus, the Rabbanon, and we can't make Chilu. Bimtaima. Vahodis Nan, we learned a Mishnah. Ha Poyreit Sela Mimois Maisoshaini. Poyreit Sela Mimois Maisoshaini, once, we're speaking about, we had Plutus, we were Machalo Maisoshaini and Plutus. Now we want to be Machalo the Plutus on the Sela. Right? Aber al kaponim, we have a Mishnah, people were machalo, meiser, sheni, and putus. That's what it says. Spark toisvis, amirdike kasha, alme machalin, meiser, al putus. So meiser, she machalo, meiser, al putus. Now, viyevsha, letamtsum, she yishve, meiser, le putus, shleim. It's not, we learned it can't be metamtsum exactly. So now, I have, Maisa Shaini of 5 Plutus, for example. Fine. Now, I can't be Mechalal on 5 Plutus because maybe it's a little bit more than 5 Plutus. So I have to take 6 Plutus. No, you take 6 Plutus, so if you have a little bit more than 5 Plutus, so this Maisa Shaini that's worth a half a Plutus, so you can't be Mechalal. You can't be Mechalal this because you need a shava pluta of my shesheni to be nitvas on a shava pluta. So how are you machalal on plutas? Our Gemara said, let's be machalal on the sela. A sela is a very safe thing to be machalal on. Most is good, but because then the zichachal the my shesheni of a shava pluta, then you could add on. But on a pluta, you're playing with fire. The minute you're machalal on plutas, and since you cannot be exact, so you're gonna have 5 plutas. It's not 5 plutas. Maybe it's 4.5. Maybe it's 5.5. And the minute it's 4.5 from 5.5, so you lost your 4th pluta or your 5th pluta. You lost. That means you can't be mechalal a half a pluta on mice on you can't be mechalal a mice yisheni of half a pluta. So Vektai says, but I learned a Mishnah, a Poyrei Tzelem Imois Maisa Shein, a Mechal in Maisa Alplutis. V'yev she Letzamtzim, you can't be Metzamtzim she Yishra Maisa Leplutus Shein. Shleimus v'mikain, Oisei Pochus Mishove Plutus, so there is a Pochus Mishove Plutus, let's be realistic, can't be Metzamtzim. So whatever you think, there's 5, maybe there's 5.25. So this quarter, this Maisa Shaini that's worth a quarter of a Pluta, you're eating without Chilul. Eichel b'lei Chilul. So how are you Mechalal on Plutas? That's Taisvus Kash. Amar Yadike Kash. V'shleima, the Maisa Yisa Badai. 100%. You can't be Mechalal on Plutas. That would say you had Plutas. You mean, you had an Issa and you had Plutas. So al koponim, that means I'm mechalal I have 7 plutas, so I'm mechalal 10 plutas, so the 7 is on the plutas, whatever's left over is on the sela. So al koponim, whenever you're mechalal with plutas, you always have a backup. You have a bigger coin, which you're sure that on the bigger coin was zichachal, a kedusha of a shava plutas, and then whatever is more, there will be nitvas on it. But you never mechal on plutus alone. Fine. Ve'im taima, factais, are very good. So you're telling me that whenever you handle with plutus, you can't handle with plutus alone. You have to bring a sela to ensure that you're making a proper chilul. Ve'im taima, dulma maisi plutus levatke de goza hocha. Agmara also had this kasha. Our Gemara said, let's be mechalo, you have your apochus mashava pluta, let's bring some mavaisa shayni, and we'll be mechalo letana sela. So the Gemara says, no, listen, who says he'll be smart enough to be mechalo sela? Maybe he'll only be mechalo on a pluta. The minute you mechalo on a pluta, you're in hapur. Bishloima, the hosom loitoi. He says, if a person is machalo maisa shaini on 4 plutas, so he won't make a toy. Why? The chatzi pluta leitos. You know, this is alapes. When you machalo maisa shaini, you know that Maisa Shaini is only nitvas if the Yevashava Pluta Maisa Shaini. So now, if I have four putas of Maisa Shaini, I know four. Maybe it's a little bit more than four. And this is Aleph Beis and Chilul Maisa Shaini. So everyone knows this. So whenever you machala with putas, you know you have to bring a bigger matbeya to ensure that on the bigger matbeya there was chala chilul of a shava puta plus all the pachas mishava putas which I have to be chayish for. Everybody knows this, no problem. Aval hochetoy. Here we have a problem. This misconception people have, they think I have a pruta, I have a deraisa, that they hold a deraisa the rabbona metzorim. So, if I have, a pruta vechatzi of maiser shaini vadai, and I'm going to take another chatzi pruta. So people think chatzi pruta, this is rabbona, the raisa, people think they add together. So they think I have a pruta. So if I have a pruta, so shalom al yisrael. So they never bring a seller. That means I have a chatzi pruta about the raisa, a chatzi pruta about the rabbona, I have a whole pruta. That's what Tosfos answers. Doesn't understand what Isis is saying. Good. People think that a chatzi pruta de araise, a chatzi pruta de rabbona metzora. Fine. Everything else they know. But now, I have a pruta of maisa shaini. Good. Yes. A half and a half equals a whole. Fine. But let me tap you on the shoulder. Rabbi, is this really a whole pruta? Maybe it's a pruta and a little bit more. I mean, that they know. That everybody knows, Tosfos says, that you can't be mechala lachatzi pruta on a shava pruta. So whenever a person is mechala, like, good, it's metzurah, so you have a pruta, but maybe it's more than a pruta. So the minute it's more than a pruta, so you have to bring a sella. So what's the problem by yours? This kasha Rabbi Kevega blabis by tzorchim. He says, amurim de keteres. He says, "Oy, I mentioned lom de shemaratzim, meiridik." But the meiridik, he says, here we have to be afraid. Why do you have to be afraid? So he says like this. He says that's for sure. People realize I want to be mechallel I can't be mechallel more than a pruta and a pruta. I need two prutas, and on the second pruta, it's not chal. Fine. Now he brings a mordchai. We'll see how the mordchai comes in. There's a mordchai. The mordchai goes on a gemara nachayla In Yevomis, the Gemara says in Yevomis that by Chalitza, Anisha has to be rock, the Yevomis has to be rock bifnei hachaylos. What if she spit out blood? So that's not rekikia, that's blood. So Moses says it's good. Why is it good? The evshe bedam beli tzichtzuche roik. There's blood there, you see, but I'm telling you, if she spit, there's a mashu of roik there. There's a mashu of, there's no shear how much roik you need. If she spit out blood, there's roik, and the male shows a good chalitz. That's what it says in the Gemara. Fine. But that mashu roik should become bottled to the dam. You have roik dam here, and me it's roik, it only means, good, there's a mashu. The tzicha, but it's about to become bottle. So why is it? Has it affect the mordchai akash? So the mordchai amiradiki yisoid and hilchis bittle. So the mordchai says as follows. He says the whole din bittle boroid is if you have itza falls into heter, so then Issa becomes bottle to the heifer. But if the taruvis came about bebas achas, that means when b'shas terikike I have the roik together with the dam, it's not first dam and then roik fell in. The roik came together with the dam. If it was noyud b'taruvis, there's no dim bittel. The whole dim bittel is if they were separate, then the roik will become bottle to the dam. But if they were noyled b'taruvis, will not become bottle. There's no dim bittel. Fine. Zatra bekevega amoyer dekezach. Zatra bekevega that when a person is machalo, let's say he hears maiser sheni, that is, he has a mice, a shava pruta of mice or shiny. He wants to be machal of this on a pruta. Fine. So, but we're afraid maybe there's a little more than a shava pruta. Fine, a little more than a shava pruta. Fine, I can make a little more. So let this little more become bottle boy. That means I was machal of a shava pruta. Maybe I have a little more. That wasn't nischal. Moriv of the Maisa Shani. So I have Roiv of the Maisa Shani became the Sala, became Chul. Amiyut became, did not, was not Mishalo. So it became Botla Baroi. No, the Botcha. It was, they were at Taruvis and they were together, before the Chilu, they were this Arif, this whole Maisa Shani of a Shava, a little bit more than a Shava Puta. Now the shava prut of the maaser sheni became nischalo. The little bit did not become nischalo. Now I have, so there's a little bit that did not become bottle. There's no dem bittel over here. Why is there no dem bittel als the motchai? So I have over here a sofik diaraisa. That means, do I have exactly a shava pruta? They have a little more than a shava pruta. So he asked the Rav the Shaila. The Rav says, no, this is a shaila. This is a diaraisa over here. If you have a little more than a shava pruta, it's not nischalo, and it's not bottle. So there's an issa diaraisa. So therefore, Tosva says, when anyone is machalo maiser sheni on putus, he knows he can't be machalo on putus. Putus is too dangerous. Because if I'm machalo on putus, I have a suffix. Maybe it's a little more than a shava putus. So you always take a cella. And take a cella, you're taken care of. Fine. But here we have a mer, this amoretz becomes a meredikalam. Now he's an amoretz, he holds that I have here, a chatzi pruta of maiser sheni deraisa, a chatzi pruta that was bottle, which is maiser sheni derabon. Now I want to be mechal this on the shava pruta. So I'll go, I'm a mechal on the shava pruta. So I'll go over to my rabbi, listen, you add up, a chatzi pruta from the Raisa, chatzi pruta from the Rabbonon. So I have here, you hold, it becomes a pruta. So a pruta, I'll be machal. So I'll tap him on the shoulder, but maybe it's a little more than a pruta. He says, eh? He says, if it's a little more than a pruta, what is the little more? The Rabbonon, because it was bottle already. That means I have a half a pruta the Raisa. So if there's a little more, it's only a drabona. Sofik drabona lahotu. I don't have to be machma to bring a seller. I'll say over here, I have a sofik. It's mitzuruf, right? That I'm telling you. That is an amor. It's mitzuruf. So, chatzi puta deraisa, chatzi puta drabona is mitzuruf. So it's mitzuruf, finished. So have a shava puta. Nice. Let's be machma, maybe it's a little more than a shava puta. But if it's a little more than the Shabbat, it's only a darabonim. The little more is only the darabonim, because the chatzi puta daraisa zichef it's into the Shabbat puta to be mischalo. So maybe the other one, maybe have some extra darabonim. So this is a sabik darabonim. Sabik darabonim lahoku, you don't have to be machma. He's going to take only a puta to be mechalo. That's what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says the minute you hold that the Reis of Banu is Mechalo, you won't be Machmer to take a seller. You'll be Mechalo on Prutis. What's wrong? What?
Let's
What's wrong with that? So he'll be machalal on the, but it's not mitzvah to begin with. That's the problem. We don't even have a pruta. Yeah, so his, that means it's not mechulu because the deraisa won't become mechulu. But we said let him bring a pruta. So I mean, the minute he has this amaratzis, Rabbi Kivege asked if he'll enough amaratzis, he'll have to bring a sella. Like always, he brings a sella. So he says no. If he has this amaratzis, he's a lamdan already. He's only going to bring a pruta. And Mamela and says that then the Chatzi Pruta the Raisa won't be Mischalo. That's what Bekevega says. Now we hear here in the Baraisa, now let's go further. We hear here in the Baraisa two cases that Maisesheni is Botel Boroi. And the two cases are that it's not a Dabashiesh Lematir. So the first case was, Pochus Mishava Pruta. And you can be mechalal it. Fine. Case number two. Let's go back to the baraisa. Case number two. Vishenifnas liRushalayim viyotzo. Case number two. It was brought into Yerushalayim. It left Yerushalayim. And here there's no eitzah, so you can't be matar it. It's batel baraisa. So let's see now the Gemara. So let's yeah. V'shenichnas, this is three lines from the bottom. V'shenichnas l'Yerushalayim v'yotza. Va'amai, frek the Gemara. So what's the problem? He brought it into Yerushalayim. He left Yerushalayim. So you're saying, so now it's bottle b'rev, it's not a dovishes l'metirim. So bring it back into Yerushalayim. It's such a problem. So you can eat it. So it's a dovishesh lematirim. So Moses b'shenitma. No, it's speaking about became tome. So you can't eat it. You can't bring it back into Yerushalayim to eat because it became tome. Frek the Gemara, fine. V'nifrike. So you have maisa sheni shenitma. Now here we're talking about maisa sheni. I'm not talking about a pochus mishava. We're talking about Maisa Sheini, Shenichnes Roshalayim v'yotza. Now became Tomei, and you can't bring it back into your slime to eat, because it's, you can't bring it back into your slime to eat because it's Tomei. I'm thinking, well, fine, so be paid it. The Omar Rabbalozo minay la Maisa Sheini shenitmo shepoidinoise. How do you know Maisa Sheini that became Tomei can be poided? Afilu b'Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim it can also be poided like this. The whole impedion is berichuk mokem, but Maisa Sheini shenitmo can be poided afilu in Yerushalayim. Shenema ki leisuchal seisoi be'ein seis ela achile. So it says in the Pasuk, if you cannot eat it, you can be paid. So, baita tzadovishesh lematirim. So be paid. So the Gemara says, elo bilokuach bekesef maisesheini. Oh, it's not talking about maisesheini, it's talking about lokuach bekesef maisesheini. So what does that mean? So that means a person had maisesheini. He bought bosal with it. Fine. And now the bosal became tome. So you have bosal with kedushas maaser sheni. It's tome. You can't eat it. And fafal. Frek the gemara. Lekuach bekesef maaser sheni. Nami lefgerke. So be also be paid it. So what's your problem? This nan. Halokuach bekesef maaser sheni shenitmo yivte. You can be paid the lekuach. So be paid it. So again, we have a problem. Why is it potel b'roi? It's a dovish yesh lametira. So the Gemara says, ki Rabbi Yehuda, to oma yikoda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, we'll see a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda holds, lekuach bekesef maaser sheni shenitmo, you cannot be paid. So finished. Frek the Gemara, I Rabbi Yehuda, see, tell me, a whole Megillah over here. That what it says, the Braise is speaking about, Shenichnes Yerushalayim, V'yotso, first of all, we're speaking about Kuach, that's Nishkefela. Like the Gemara, so if that's the story, so why do you need the Nichnas V'yotso? Why do you need this whole Knis in Yetziyah? If that's the case, it's speaking about on the Kuach and became Tomei, so why do you need the Nichnas V'yotso? My ir ye yotza afila la yotza na. So the yotza al kochach, that is not the case. That means if the case is that there's no din pidyon, because we're speaking about lakuach, and that became nitma. We hold by Rabbi Yehuda that lakuach shen nitma, there's no din pidyon, so the Braise doesn't have to say nichnas v'yotzach. I mean, what do you need the nichnas v'yotzach for? Ela lo'olam b'toyes. Someone says, yeah, okay, anuakim. We're speaking about ma'isa sheini toyo. U'may yotzach. What does it mean yotzach? Not yotzach, you took it out. If you took it out, so we bring it back again. What's the problem? The nofal mechitzis. Mechitzis Yerushalayim fell. That means there's no more mechitzis. That's yotza. It's yotza from the mechitzis. Not because the mechitzis fell. So what does that mean? So since the mechitzis fell, you can't eat it anymore. You can only eat mais sheini in Yerushalayim when it's mukach mechitzis. And it's called lifnei Hashem. The minute the mechitzis fell, rei mechitzis fell, whatever it is, so memele, so then you can't eat it. So, yes, so it's a dovish yesh lematirim. Ain't limited. You can eat it. Right to Gemara. Now, so let's just give a shtickel hakadom. So, you can eat it, but that's not a terror. So be poided. You can eat it, so be poided. So there's a din of mechitza likloit. There's a din, if Maisa Sheni was brought into the Shalayim, the mechitzis make that you cannot be poided anymore. That means the whole din pinyin is before it entered Yerushalayim. Then you can be poided the Maisa Shein. There's a din mechitza liklai. The minute it entered Yerushalayim, there's no din pinyin anymore. Mechitza liklai. So let's just say a bisloisenek. So tomorrow, this din mechitza liklai is at the Rabbon and the Kedin. That means that after it entered your slime, you can't be poided. So the Gemara held misvore. This the Rabbon and the Kedin is, you should not be poided. You should eat it. Mechitza liklai the Rabbon. So that means this was once brought to your slime. You lost your schus pidyon. So eat it. But here, since the mechitzas fell off, I can't eat it. So what's supposed to for my level? So let me be poided. So the Gemara held that the whole din of mechitza likloi, which prevents pidyon after it entered Yerushalayim, is only if you have an alternative. Eat it. So I want to be poided. No. The minute it entered Yerushalayim, you lost your schus pidyon. But if we are speaking about the Naflu Mechitzes, so there's no answer to it. So L'chayre, this, the Rabban and the Kedin should not be applicable. That is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So we're still stuck. This is the Gemara's Kasha. My Yotze, the Naflu Mechitzes, that the Gemara says you can't bring it in to Yerushalayim because there's no Mechitzes anymore. Fragt der Gemara, wo Oma Rove, Mechitza lechel die Reise, Mechitza ist likloi der Rabon, holding us at the Rabon in the Kedin, and it's mistava, vichigozro Rabon, ki is nahilo Mechitza. If there's Mechitza, said Rabon, and said, Rabbi Yid, since it entered Yerushalayim, there was chal adin, you have to eat it. And you can't be pointed anymore. But if the mechitzis fell, there's no mechitzis anymore. So what's your teretz? So zweiter dover sheyesh lamatirim, you can be poided. And for the gemara, leiplug rabbonon, I got news for you. The rabbonon made a leiplug. Bein is nayel mechitzis, Dainless Nayula Machitzes, the Rabbanon said, the minute Maisa Sheini enters Yerushalayim, the din pidyon is nifka, and so finished. So that's the case of Dovah Sheish Lamatil. So that's the second case in the Baraisa, Naflu Mechitzis, which means the Baraisa says Yotza. Yotza means it was Naflu Mechitzis. So the minute it's Naflu Mechitzis, there is no Eitza whatsoever to do with this Maisa Shining. You can't eat it because there's no Mechitzis. You can't be pointed because since when it entered Mechitzis Yerushalayim, there was Chala Din, that Mechitza Likloy, that the Din, since it once entered the Mechitzis as a Din, it lost the Schus Kediye, so Mamela, so now you can't be poided, you can't eat it, so that's why it's potable. Let us see Rashi. When Gimel Amad Aleph, two lines from the bottom, Rashi. The la'ailei im tarubosoi. Bring it in. It says it's yotzo. So bring it in. V'yechlenu b'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim. So it's a dovi sheesh le'matira. So the Gemara says, nitma. Frank the Gemara, the nitrike. Tosal kedaita, v'yesh peshava putanami comment. Speaking about that the first case was a pochus mishava puta. The second case is speaking about the pochus mishava puta. So this I didn't pigeon. So it became nitma fine. So be paid it. So the Gemara says, and if it's nitma, this I didn't pigeon, that philippir is shalayim. She'ein maisesh toher nifdeshom. Maiser toher, you cannot be paid it. Dechsiv ki yichak mimcha. The whole dimpinion is by richik mochen, the nasata by kesser, the loik shahoya by Yerushalayim. When it's Yerushalayim, there's no dimpinion. So the Gemara says, so if you can't eat it, so you can be poit in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, it's not speaking about Maisa Sheini, it's speaking about the lekuach. Maisa is there. This Maisa is Lekuach. Loi hu atzmai hoya Maisa. Not that this was once Maisa Shein. Elotzolche Suda shalokach Birushalayim bekeser Maisa. We're speaking about Tzolche Suda that was purchased in Yerushalayim bekeser Maisa. This became Tomei. So the Gemara says, no. So there's also a din pinyin. So the Gemara says, no, it goes, that's what the Mishnah says. Lekuach bekeser Maisa Shein ishenit. Meivda. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yikova. So Rashi says, what is the lumdus of Yikova? Why doesn't Pidyon help? Because Sava loy olim lemitvas Pidyoine. That he holds that he can't be pointed. That means the Ritas Loshen of Rashi seems to say as follows. That the Kedusha and Lakuach is a Shvachere Kedusha. That means we have to understand, we had Maisa Sheini. The Maisa Sheini, we were Mechalel on money. So that's already a great big Kedusha. Now, the money we went and bought meat is like a great C Kedusha. And now you want to be Mechalel, this great C Kedusha on money, there's not enough Kedusha in the meat that it should be transferable again, that you can be mechalad on the Maisa. That's how Rashi says Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Aloloilom b'toyer, bein Maisa, bein Lakuach. We're speaking about yes, but the common Eile v'Nechlet, so yes, the Kasha. So Moses says, "My yotza nami de koma de nofo mechitza is chaymish Yerushalayim. Mechitzas fell down. Bishuv ein maisa nechul shom. You can't eat maisa sheini ad sheyamdu mechitzas. The bein alifni Hashem techlanu. So you can't eat it. Takasha, let's bring in the taruvas in Yerushalayim. Let's eat the taruvas in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it. The mechitzas fell. Obeptiya nami loy." Aye, let's be poided. kaltu machitzes mavdaisa ein mishenichnas losoich. There's a din that of kaltu machitzes maisa sheni that entered Yerushalayim was nifka the din pidi. Frag the gemore va'oma rove meseches makis machitze lechel de reise machitze likloite rabona. That rove said this whole din of klitas machitzes on yad rabona to the din. Echitze shenem rabatayr lo yuska ela lechel besoicha. That what it says machitzes mit batayr, that means you have to eat teicha machitzes. B'sha'amru b'mishneh, that what the Mishnah says, mechitzeis keltais oisam. The Mishnah says that once Maisa Sheni entered Yerushalayim, you cannot be poided, miliftais oidim yotza, t'rabonani. So now the Makshin held, misvore, chigosa rabonam, lav rove kamala. Rove just said one word, mechitze likle t'rabonam, mechitze lechel d'raisin. But the Gemara is asking this question. Ela hamakshin kama. Mi da omar rove klitas mechitzas mid rabona ba'ome. Since Rove said that this whole din, that if it once entered Yerushalayim, it lost its ruspti, and it's only had rabona to get in. So the Gemara held. So that makes sense if there is an alternative. That means that they entered Yerushalayim, so they said you can't be prayed anymore. So what should you do? Bring it back to Yerushalayim. But in the case where there's no Chaymish Yerushalayim, she don't even know what to do. So then it's not mistava to say that they said, Koltu Mechitzis, you lost your Schus Pidyon. Because by saying that, you can't do anything with it. So why should they say such a thing? Vahashte lavrove komalo, this lumbus, that the holding of kaltu mechitzes was only said when it's roi lechel. So that Rashi says lavrove komalo, elamakshe koma, midaoma rove klites mechitzes midarabona ba'almei, it's only a rabona kedim. So Amela, it's mistava v'hashta the novel mechitzes less alehig zeire. So why should they make such a takana? You can't be poided by making such a takana, so you can't do anything with it. V'chi gozer rabbonon, it's mistava to say that rabbonon said that after entering Yerushalayim you can't be poided is heichadisnai when there's mechitzes. So the rabbonon said, I'm sorry. And entered Yerushalayim, you lost your din pidyon. What should I do with it? Eat in Yerushalayim. And so you took it out, bring it back again. But if there's no more mechitzes, lagozo. So we're back to the kashi. Here my shesheni that became this arev and roiv chula. So yes, you akash, why is it brought to Baroiv? It's a double, she yes, lemetirim. So you said it's being about kotu mechitzes, but the holding kotu mechitzes is only when you have an eitz of what to do. You can eat it, bring it back to Yerushalayim. But here, since you can't bring it back to Yerushalayim, so lechayre, here's pidyon should zicha help. And the pidyon helps, so my mail there should be no din bittul. That was the Gemara's kashya. Omishani, the Gemara answers, loy plug rabono. Ben yoytsei mi toichon, it's irrelevant if you took it out of Yerushalayim and there's still Yerushalayim to bring it back to. Lenoflu. Or if the mechitzas fell and now there's no Yerushalayim to bring it back to. The klitas mechitzas gozru bestam. Hazal said, the minute it entered Yerushalayim, it loses the dominion. Bein isnayu, bein lesnayu, it's irrelevant, our mechitzes, and that mechitzes, you lost the din pig. So that's the Gemara's parrots, and now let's see two times we sing. Laheda vili aile. Here it says that it was yotzo, we have a case that it's not a dover shesh la matirin, that was yotzo. So the Gemara says, well, why is it, isn't the Dovish Eslamatim, the Lahedah, the La'ayla? Le'el gabi ein boi shove pute. By the first case, there's two cases when it doesn't become bottle. Case number one was as a pochas mishava pute, you don't have a din pidyin. Case number two was they took it out of Yerushalayim. Now, on case number two, the Gemara asked, so bring it back to Yerushalayim. So why in case number one didn't the Gemara ask this kasha? Safachas mishava puta. I can't be paid it. Fine. So bring it to Yerushalayim. Eat it. So Taisus says, Le'el gabi ein b'yishava puta le'porichochim. Bring it back to Yerushalayim. Because be there, it's speaking about the Ayri Berochit Mirushalayim Harbe. Could be it's very far from Yerushalayim. Umikri Bahochi Ein Loi Matira. It's a Mordeki Yisayim when Taisvis, that the Hoden of Dobu Sheyesh Loi Matira means if you could easily take off the Issa, wait till tomorrow by a Bayeshan or the Beyonted, or be mechalulet right now, then and there, on Mois Rishonis, then the kash is, so why should you be Seimech HaBitul? But the first case could be speaking about, it's 20 miles away from Yerushalayim. So Memelis, he told me, bring, and it fell in the Taruvus, let's be Megash, and it fell in the Taruvus, so I should schlep the whole thing because of this Pachas Mayas, it's a big tichet to schlep it. So Memele, if I can't be Mechalalit, so then that's called Dover Sheyesh Lematirim. Aval Hoche Diktoni Mishenichnas Rishalayim V'yotso Mashmefilo Yotso P'siachas. That the Yotso is only a P'siachas. V'amayle Ailei. That's my other Poiskim bring down. You have a case, let's say that you have a treife, let's say knife that became Miss Arab and 100 knives. So they'll say, I have an eighth thing, know what you can do? You can cash all 100 knives. It's above a shesh lematirim. So that's midir, it's put down this for that's a big tircher. Cash 100 more knives, it's a big tircher. So memele, so there we say it's a dover shein lematirim. This is similar to what Taisva says. If you have Maisir Sheini that was taken far out from Yerushalayim, so to say, bring it into Yerushalayim, that's a tirchet. That doesn't make it a dover sheyesh lematirim. The Gemara just said, make a chil on Moisir Rishonis. So that the Gemara said, it's speaking about the last way, doesn't have Moisir Rishonis. Rabbi Yehuda the Omar Yekova. Now Rashi said, but here we're speaking about Lakuach Bekesef Maisa Sheini. Lakuach Bekesef Maisa Sheini. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can, if it became Tomei, you can't be poided. So Rashi said, Lakolem Lemitvas Pidyoine. That means the Kedusha on the meat is already a weak Kedusha. We had already the Maisha Sheni al Mois, and the Mois on the meat, and now the meat again, another money. That is how Rashi learns Pshat. Taisu says, no, there's a posik. The Sifri Mapik Taime Mishum Dechsiv Ha Kesef Kesef Rishain V'loi Kesef Sheni can only once be poide. You can't be poide again. A different Rashi. Ha kesef, kesef rishim, like kesef shem. Vim taima, fact, taisvis, that's what says in the Sifri. Exeus akosa. Vim taim, the beresh, pirkin, amrinen, kesef rishim, vafiru kesef shem. In the first parak, it says, there's a din of kesef shem, he also. Vish loima, the hani mili kesef, al kesef. That means different coins. First machal on putis, I can machal putis on sloim. Habalachalu base paomim peiris al kesef like that's the meat. The meat is kesef rishim like kesef sheni by peiris al mois. And then mois on basar and basar al mois, that's called kesef sheni. So al kaponim tais is found as a free. The Sifri tells us why
why the Sefri tells us that why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yikover, you cannot be paid the Bosor alakuch mikesa maisha sheni shenit. Vim taima, the beperek shlishi the maisha sheni knan, omru loyla Rabbi Yehuda, oma maisha shen, Rabbi Yehuda holds, lakuach bekesa maisha, there's no din pigi. Omru loyla Rabbi Yehuda, they made a kalvachim, oma maisha, maisha sheni, mama shenit. If the Meiser Shaini has a kula of pidyon, lakuach like koshke, yes, a Yehuda kalvachim. So that means, als this kalvachim, that means lakuach, that is killed from Meiser Shaini, should ziche have all the kulas of Meiser Shaini. And since Meiser Shaini has a kula, you can be paid it, so kuchos shev a kula should be paid. Omar lehem, no, I got news for you. Who told you that Meiser Sheini is more chomer than Lekuach? I'll tell you, Lekuach is more chomer than Meiser Sheini. Lo im amartem be Meiser Sheniv te toyer berichet moke. Meiser Sheini can only be poida when it's toyer berichet moke. Toimer be Lekuach. But by Lekuach, Sheini nivte. Lekuach is not nivde berichuk mokim. So im came. So according to the Yerushalmi, why did he a posik? Time achine is like v'lom likro besifri. V'yeshloima v'asmachta ba'almo. So Tosfos says, you're right. You don't really need a limud. I can't learn out a din pidyon from my sheshani, because my sheshani is a kulat nivda toyer berichuk mokim. That's his nivda tomei bekiruk mokim. But lakuach is not nivda toyer berichuk mokim, so it's not nivda kori tomei bekiruk mokim. So they says to Torah, Yidin tzasmachde, inamitor bekosab lakuach. This wants to say, could be the posik is miyuter, that I can figure out without a posik, but because of lakuach. Let us skip the, no, afilu lo yotze nami, mikori dishoni bishanitmo, habimotze lamifrakoch, yaladifim neporif. The market right away asked if that's the case, by nitmos, why do you need yotze? That's another kasha, but nitmos will be paid. Now let's skip this big Tosfos, which is a very difficult Tosfos, and is really Negeya Sugi and Sanhedrin. And let's go to the next Tosfos, the Nofel Mechitzis. So the Gemara said, speaking about Nofel Mechitzis, Perish. Now Tosfos says, so our Gemara says, when the Mechitzis fell, so you're not permitted to eat Meiser Sheini. So Tosfos says, when are you not permitted to eat Meiser Sheini? When Reiv Mechitzis fell. The Inofal Miktsosli, Yerushalayim is Mukav Chayim. If a Miktsas of the Mechitzis fell down, Afal Gav Da'osa Letalto, these Pirtzis are large enough to create an Issa Tiltel, Mikol Mokim, Mikri Mechitza Linyan Achilas Maisa Vekotshin Kal. So Tosfos says like this. There are two dinim in Hilchis Mechitzis. There's a din in Hilchis Shabbos, and a mokim that's mokim Mechitzis you're allowed to carry. There's a din in Hilchis Kotshim Kalim, that Yerushalayim that's mokim Mechitzis, or Maisa Shein, it's mokim Mechitzis you're allowed to eat. You need Mechitzis for two halachic reasons, for Hilchus Shabbos, and for Hilchus Meiser Sheini. So Tosfos says, but these two halachas are not the same. If there are pirtzes in the choyme, and the pirtze is more than 10 ames, so it's not a mechitze, these pirtzes can create, you're not allowed to carry. In Hilchus Shabbos, that means even though roiv of the city is mukiv mechitzes, but a pirtze can create an isa total, not allowed to carry. That's in Hilchis Shabbos. But in Hilchis Meiser Sheini, in Hilchis
kachim kalim, since roiv of there is mukav mechitzes, so the din is, it's still called mukav mechitzes, it's called toich achoyma, and you're allowed to eat kachim kalim. And Tosfos brings a raya to this magamore in Eilu Dvorim. Let's again, now let's see Tosfos in the bank. Ava gav da osa le talfo b'shabes, per shroi mechitzes, di nofo mikzosam, ava gav da osa le talfo b'shabes, Mikomo kemikri mechitze linyin achilas maise bekoch. Kalim kemrinen reish perik eilu dvor. Tahi shmaitze dehilu. Tzorech lahamed acher shenifritzu bo pirtzes. Lachain lohi yecholim lohilach sakineyem bishabes lazore. Lishchay pischeim. The kaid mishni vitzroyim betom metaltol. Kidoma rabbi yochanim. Yushalayim ulmolei. Nulisesen. Nulis palay lachayom nalim bishum rishus aram. But now that's tarsesen nulis allowed to carry. Vafal pikein. Belayla yoichlim pischeim. Now let us just explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos brings down a gemara in Pesachim that says as follows. So it's a gemara in Mesechtas Pesachim that, a shaila arose in Yerushalayim, was erev Pesach shechal liyos b'Shabbos, and they had a problem. They had a problem that the you're not allowed to carry. There were pirtzes in you and the chaimish Yerushalayim are not allowed to carry. So how are you going to shecht the Kolben Pesach? I mean, it seems there wasn't enough sakinim in the Beis HaMikdash to supply every yid. So how are you going to shecht? So there was a machlekes in the Bnei Pseira in Hillel. So Hillel said, im einam nevi'im, ein b'nei nevi'im. Don't worry about it. Eden will find an eitzah what to do. What did they do? So when it came, Erev Pesach, which was Shabbos, so every yid took a knife, a sakin, and he stuck it into the wool of the sheep, and the sheep carried it. The sheep carried the sakin, Tartik, and Shalom Yisrael. So when they came to Yerushalayim, the sheep were walking with the sakinim and the wool stuck in the wool. And when they came to the Beis HaMikdash, they were there with the sakin together. Fine. What did they fight? So that was a psa eitze to, there was an issa tilto. If there's an issa tilto, I'll call here to say there were pirtzes in the chayma, because you could carry in Yerushalayim. You can carry in Yerushalayim, if the chayma was good, you could carry. So I'll call here, there were pirtzes. Fine. So good. The lomdim, pirtzes, no chayma, they're an eitze. But like they say, how did they eat the Korban Pesach at night? There's pirtzes. But Tosfos says, from that gemara you see, there are two dinim. There's a din hilchis Shabbos, there's a din chayma legabi Shabbos, there's a din chayma legabi kochim kalam. Gabi kochim kalam, if roiv of the chayma is intact, even though there are pirtzes, that's called lifnei Hashem, and you're allowed to eat kochim kalam. Gabi hilchis Shabbos, if there are pirtzes, which are lamayla meyesa, that will ask a tiltu, and that is pshat and the Gemara Pesachim.